A few things to take note of for tomorrow and the coming weekend. Walton Arts Center's Artist Fear Festival Orchestra's May 2011 performance of Nino Rota's Ballet Suite from La Strada will be on tomorrow's edition of Performance Today. That's a national program that's heard throughout the country. You can hear it tomorrow at 9 a.m. on KUAF.
March 1st, that Saturday, will be a day of fun-filled family activities at Hobbs State Park Conservation Area as the Friends of Hobbs celebrate the life and career of Aldo Leopold and how he shaped conservation and the modern environmental movement. Leopold is the author of Sand County Almanac. Activities include live songbird research demonstrations, kids' activities, Dutch oven demonstrations, readings of the Sand County Almanac, and a screening of the documentary Green Fire, Aldo Leopold and the Land Ethic for Our Time. This event is free and open to the public. For more, call the park, 789-5000.
It's all about celebrating authors on Saturday. The Fayetteville Public Library will celebrate Read Across America with a birthday bash for Dr. Seuss. That's at 10:30 Saturday morning at the Children's Library. The party will be complete with magician Tommy Terrific, birthday cake, paint cat whiskers on faces, and small prizes for all children. And don't be surprised to see the Cat in the Hat at the party, which, if I recall, it's been a while since I read Cat in the Hat. If I recall, having the cat at the Cat in the Hat at your party is not necessarily always a good thing.
Right.
Doesn't he create chaos?
He's kind of a mess.
Okay, I'm going to have to reread that. Read Across America is the National Education Association's annual reading motivation and awareness program that calls for every child in every community to celebrate reading on March 2nd, the birthday of Theodore Geisel, also known, of course, as Dr. Seuss. The program began in 1998 with the idea of getting kids excited about reading. It's since grown into the largest celebration of reading in the country with the help of 50 national nonprofit and association partners.
Spring registration for Fayetteville's Community Gardens in the Park program is set for this Sunday, March 2nd at 1 p.m. at the Fayetteville Senior Activity and Wellness Center. The center is located at 945 South College Avenue. Community garden plots range from 30 to 100 square feet and are available at the Walker Park and Jefferson Community Gardens. Annual fees range from $15 to $40, and those include the use of water. Garden plot grants are available for those who meet certain income requirements. Spring registration is available on a first-come, first-served basis on Sunday. Expect light refreshments and opportunities to meet fellow gardeners while learning about community garden volunteer opportunities. Gardeners will receive a welcome packet and garden seeds upon registration. For more information, call Lisa Netherland at 479-444-3467.
I hate to say these words, but given the way the forecast looks, of course, you know, if the weather does anything silly, call ahead to make sure any of these events are
happening. Won't be gardening on Sunday.
I hope it's just rain. And a number of sporting collegiate events planned this weekend. The Razorback softball team hosts the Woo Pig Fast Pitch Classic. First game for the Razorbacks, 3 o'clock Friday afternoon, they'll host Stephen F. Austin. Baseball team hosts a three-game series against South Alabama this weekend. First pitch at Baum Stadium Friday afternoon, 3:05. Men's tennis team will host Vanderbilt Friday, Kentucky on Sunday. The men's basketball team hosts Georgia big game at 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon. And the women's basketball team will host Missouri at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon.
And at John Brown University, the men's and women's basketball teams will host Northwood University. Saturday afternoon, the Golden Eagles will host Southwestern Assemblies of God University. Now it's time for that giveaway we talked about.
All right, this is big. This is big. Roseanne Cash, her latest CD came out earlier this year, is so far, granted, we're just 2 months in, so far my favorite CD of the year.
Really?
And I'm not just saying that. It's really, really, really good.
And she will be performing songs from that album, I believe it's next Friday evening, March 7th,
yes,
at 8 p.m.
at Walton Arts Center. The name of the CD is The River and the Thread. She's got 14 albums to her credit, 11 number one singles, a Grammy Award, 2 gold albums. And, of course, she is the eldest child of Johnny Cash.
Well, we have 2 pair of tickets to give away to that concert.
Very exciting.
Right. And so we have a question.
All right.
As Roseanne Cash, and Johnny Cash's birthday was actually yesterday.
That's what you told me, yes.
He would have been 82 years old.
All right.
So we're using the theme Cash for our trivia question today.
Okay. I'm anxious to hear this question.
Okay. Well, according to the Federal Reserve, in months, what is the typical lifespan of a dollar bill?
So, from the time it comes out of what the print
the mint
the mint
mm-hmm.
is that where they make the dollar
right.
bills? I know that's where they make the coins. Okay, so by the time it comes off the conveyor belt and is cut and is in circulation till it's not in circulation.
Right, until they take it out because, you know, it's worn and it's been torn.
Sure. Okay. How many months?
How many months?
And we'll do closest.
Closest, yeah.
And if more than one correct answer, we'll pick
put it in the
random.
Ceramic cow and,
there you go.
And choose the name.
Okay.
So send your submissions to ozarksatlarge@gmail.com.
In months, the average lifespan of a U.S. dollar bill.
Yep.
ozarksatlarge@gmail.com. Best of luck.
Yeah.